about our fathers. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the Bible makes it plain that the father, you know, we as fathers, a lot of times we don't realize the importance of our relationship, especially to our children. And I know it's been said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, and it's true. Mothers are so important to the wholeness of the family, and the mother is always, it's just like my boys. I got three of the boys here today, and all four of my boys, though, when something happened, they'd run right by me and go to their mama, you know. Always, you know, and they always loved their mother. And as a matter of fact, I tell you today, if I laid a hand on their mother, I'd be in some serious trouble. But I was thinking about it a little bit, and I thought about a little bit about my own father and some of the things that he said. And some of the things that he said I've conveyed to my grandchildren before. My dad was kind of a poetic type person in some ways. And he used to say, let me live in a house by the side of the road and be a friend of man. Men that are good and men that are bad, as good and as bad as I would not sit in a scorner's seat nor hurl a cynic's ban, but let me live in a house by the side of the road and be a friend of man. And he used to say, and I quoted before, he would give me poems sometimes that I loved to hear him, you know, and he would tell me about even about death. He said, cowards die many times before their death, but the valiant taste of death, but once among all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear death, a necessary end that will come when it will come. And he used to say things like this. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I'm looking at my grandchildren because I've said this. Dads, you don't realize the importance of your life to your children and how much they'll remember. Now, I'm not bragging on my dad right now because he's gone on to be with the Lord. But what I'm saying is, the reason I'm saying this is because things, even in my approaching 70, the things that my dad taught me, and as we as fathers have to realize that our children take what we have and it's passed from one generation to another. Another thing my dad used to say, boy, you can't swim. We were down on the creek. Boy, you can't swim. Don't worry about it. He'll get out. Just take a handful of water, one, and push it behind you. Our fathers. I think that there's something that we as dads should always remember, our children. Did you know that there's secrets that my dad carried to his grave that I took to him, that I could go to him and talk to him? A dad should always be that kind of a person to his children, that they can come to you at any time. Yes. I never will forget going to my dad several times with my hands buried in my face and telling him about a situation that I had. And those secrets went with him to the grave. He was always loving. He was always solid. You know, our children always want us to be solid. They want to come to you, and they don't want the wishy-washy of the world. They want to, when you give them an answer, they want something that they can build on, something that they realize, well, Dad said it was right, and that's right. You know? He said this, and I know that I bet you almost everybody in this church has heard this from the dad. Well, darling, this is going to hurt me worse than it's going to hurt you. Going to get a spanking. And then later on in his life, I never will forget, he said to me, we were hoeing beans one day, and he had had some serious operations and everything, and he said this, and like I say, I'm saying this so that you'll all reminisce about your own parents and about your roles as fathers, and that the things that you say carry on. And we were hoeing, and I thought he was worried about it because I said, Dad, are you worried about this operation and about dying? And then we'll forget, he said this, son, he said, I don't mind dying. I just want to make sure it's the last thing I ever do. I said, well, I realize it. He was quite a personality, and I express to my grandchildren sometimes that the things that he passed on to me, I pass on to them. Because you see, as dads, the foundation that we hold on to is passed on to our children. I heard a guy, and he's talking about burning burning the mortgage out here, I heard a church one time had a fellow live right next door to the church. And he had lived there for 25 years, and the church was, you know, active and everything like that. But they were, you know, they were just kind of more, it was, you know, it was kind of like this. And one day the church caught on fire and was burning. And all of a sudden, this neighbor that had been there for 20 years shows up with his bucket and everything. And and some of the deacons look around and said, well, we've never seen you here before. And he said, well, the church has never been on fire before. So, you know, so we have to realize that. But we are on fire here. We are on fire here. And I hope it's the Lord's will that the Lord will bless us with a message today, because I realize that I'm not Brother Joe, and I know I told him last when he asked me about it, I said, well, don't tell nobody, won't be nobody there. I said, but I love to look in the scriptures at relationships. Personal relationships, because you see, even from the times past, we're all somewhat alike in some ways. And I like to read sometimes about the conversations that our Lord and Savior had with people in relationships and in lives. And in the third chapter of John, we're going to look at something here. The third chapter of John. And we'll start with the first verse. There's something that's that's very, very interesting about this scripture and how it relates to us, even as humans, and as having the same wants and needs and desires of that particular time. Third chapter of John. But I'll read it anyway. It says, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and the same came to Jesus by night. We'll read these scriptures and look at this confrontation that he had. His confrontation with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest him except God be with him. And Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Excuse me. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born in spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. For the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst tell where it cometh from, whether it goeth, and every one that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? He said, and Jesus answered unto him and said unto him, Master of Israel, thou art a master of Israel, and thou knowest not these things? He said, verily I say unto thee, we speak of the things we know and testify of that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And then he goes to the 12th verse there, and he says, I have told you of earthly things, and you believe not. How can you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Let me just pray a minute. Father, I pray that you'd bless these words, Lord. And Father, I pray you give the message, Lord. Set me aside. Help us, Lord, to have these things, Lord, that you would give to us, Father, concerning this message, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I want to tell you the first thing about a Pharisee. The Pharisee at this time, and this is kind of, there were kind of three different Orthodox Jews type. The Sadducees, which I remember Brother Quinn used to say that the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection, so therefore they were Sadducee. The Pharisees did believe in the resurrection. And then there was another one that lived out in the desert, and they were called the Essenes. They were very hidden. As a matter of fact, when John the Baptist went out into the wilderness, nobody knows where he goes, but I'm sure he saw some Essenes at that time. There was only about 600 of them, but they found evidences of them. But this Nicodemus here was a Pharisee. He was a guy that had been raised. He had gone to all of the Jewish orthodoxy schools. He'd done all the things that he was supposed to do, much like Paul to some extent. But Nicodemus was a man who, of the Pharisees, the Bible says here in this, he was a ruler of the Jews. In other words, he was high up in it. And then on the scene, everything is going good, and all of a sudden there's a man that comes from Galilee. And he's going about and he walks into the temple and he casts the Sanhedrin out and he casts the money changers out and he said, "This should not be in my Father's house." And then he sees how he is and the multitudes that follow him. And Nicodemus realized that all of the things that he had done, something was missing. Something was missing. You say, well, he was a Pharisee. He was already deceived. No, we don't know that. The Pharisees fasted twice a week. I mentioned this in Sunday school class. How many of us in here fast twice a week? How many of us put aside eating and drinking twice a week? None of us. They prayed, in many cases, 2 hours a day. I can't hardly pray 15 minutes. I'll be honest with you. We live in such a rush world and a hurry up type thing. But Nicodemus, he realized he had all of the things that he should have had. He knew the scriptures. It even says down here later when Jesus talks to him, I'm thinking about the 11th and 12th verse, he refers to him, you know all of these things that have come about, and you don't know there is something beyond the seen of this world? How many of us realize this? You think somehow that you are here by your own choice? I tell you this, that the Bible makes it plain that God directs and carries the path of every person, especially those that he loves. But Nicodemus had all of these things. But anyway, he decided, look, here's this guy walking around. The Bible says that he came to him by night. And the same came to Jesus by night. He didn't want to be seen talking to Jesus in the daytime. How it is sometimes we as Christians are sometimes ashamed of our own faith. Sometimes we can't mention. We see somebody in a situation where they need a word, and maybe the Holy Spirit tempts you to say, "Hey, say something to that person," or be the guide, or be the person, or even in some cases just as simple as inviting somebody to come to church. "Hey, y'all, to come hear our guy. Come hear our preacher." He divides the word and he makes it plain into salvation. Listen. Everybody here, we talked about it this morning in Sunday school. Everybody here, you're a spiritual being.
Yes.
If not, then you're natural.
That's it.
The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are spiritually discerned unto him. Neither can he know him. There's some people, there may be someone here today that doesn't completely understand what I'm talking about. And Nicodemus here was that man. But Nicodemus, much like you and I, he said he came to him by night because he was ashamed to let anybody know that he had come to Christ. He didn't want to be seen. And then he does something else that's almost likened to the natural man. He said, "We know, Rabbi, he said, we know. He was the only one there. But somehow there's sometimes comfort whenever we say, "We think, you know, we feel like." We, that's right. We know that thou art a man come from God, because nobody could do these things except he be of God. Dost thou? You know what Nicodemus had on his mind? I personally believe that Nicodemus wanted to come to him and say, "Jesus, we've seen you do all of these wonderful things and everything. We decided maybe you'd want to be part of the Pharisees, one of the Sanhedrin. You could walk around as I do and pray a couple of times a day and have the golden robe." I believe he was going to get to that. He said, "We know." He'd done all the things. There's many of us sometimes. There's many of us that we have the idea that just church going and saying, "Well, I want to be a good person." will get me there. Just as I talked about my dad here not long ago, my dad was a Christian. When he found out he had cancer 6 months before he died, we all thought that the doctors were going to be able to heal him, but my dad knew. 6 months before he died, he wrote a beautiful letter to my mother and to all four of us children, sealed it up in an envelope and put it away, so that only whenever they started looking for the things that to burial and funeral expenses and all that stuff, that they would find it. Then I came home one day and found my mother sitting there crying and opened up the letter. He had already known. His funeral has already been prepared. For most of us here, that is the case. But there may be somebody here that you think, you have it all. I have it all set up. My dad was a fine Christian. Hey, I'm a deacon in the church. I'm a teacher. I do all kind of things. I do all the things I'm supposed to do. I talk about accepting Christ. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, then the whispered words, after all of this, Jesus turned the whole conversation around to Nicodemus. Nicodemus has said, oh, we know you're a good man. We know. And the conversation was about Jesus, and then Jesus says to him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can die in this church. If you've never accepted Christ, then you're not saved. I don't know the hearts of everybody here, but God does. Yes. There may be somebody here that you're here for a reason. How amazing this conversation was. Nicodemus had come there to lecture Jesus and then invite him to become one of the Pharisees. And, hey, Jesus, you'll be able to go in front of the temple every day and do all of these things. Hey, Jesus, we've seen the things that you do. I'm a ruler. I'm high up in the church. I sing in the choir, maybe. But Jesus whispers to him, accept him. Everybody's got to look into your own heart. You've got to look into your own heart. Have I ever accepted Christ? Have I truly accepted? Well, I've joined the church. I don't know about that. Have you ever accepted Christ and made him fill your heart with him? Does it mean from now on I go, hey, well, I can't do that. I'm going to walk around with a great big cross around my neck and tote a Bible? No, it don't mean that. Don't mean that. It's inside the heart. The Bible says that God looks on the heart. He looks on the heart of every person that's here. He's individually. He's able to do that. He's omnipresent. He is able to do all things. He's created the stars and the heavens, the mosquitoes, the molecules, all of the things, the DNA. As a matter of fact, even further than that, now they're going to the RNA, which divides up the DNA. God, the creator of all things, has done these things. And Nicodemus was confused about that. And then Jesus said to him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And by those words, Nicodemus instantaneously realized. His heart began to beat fast, and he began to tremble, and he started having doubts about himself. He said, I'm a Pharisee. I've done all of these things, and now all of a sudden you're telling me there's something else? Then look what he said here. Nicodemus goes on to say, and then Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old and enter into a second time into his mother's womb and be born? He begins to relate it to the physical things. And you know, sometimes we want to put the spiritual God in our physical world. You know what? It's talking about it a little bit, like I say in Sunday school this morning. Sometimes we want God to join us. I've got something that I hide and something that I keep from God, but he understands all about it. Just do it. Don't worry about it. Sometimes you have to clean up that thing that you've hidden. Of the Bible says it's kind of like a stone. It's something that we keep to ourselves. I made this comment. We was talking about it one time here not long ago. Sin is kind of like having a rock in your shoe, you know. For a while, it hurts, but I don't want to take it out of my shoe. I kind of like that rock. After a while, you know, I get to walking pretty good, you know. It don't hurt me as bad. Then after a while, I love that rock. I don't want to get rid of it now. In other words, we've learned that we can sometimes endure. We can put it aside, not worry about it. God knows all about he knows all about my girlfriend. He knows all about my drug problem. It's no problem, you know. Nicodemus saw this, and he said, how is it? He begins to relate these things to the physical things. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I like to back up the Baptist church in this, too, where Jesus is saying there, be born of water. Baptism will not save you. However, baptism, for those of us who are able to, the thief on the cross, he didn't have that opportunity. Remember? He didn't get to be baptized. But you know what's amazing to me? That Jesus said today thou shalt be with me in paradise. But if you, that's right, because he simply believed. Sometimes y'all look in the Bible, if you want to, about the short prayers. And I talked to somebody about this not long ago, where that this man hit the shortest prayer in the world, remember me. Peter, when he was out there on the water and he was about to sink, he'd had enough faith to get out of the boat, and he got out there and he said, Lord, save me. If thou canst, as one fellow said, the one that was blind. Nicodemus. Now we're still concentrating on Nicodemus here. And Jesus goes on to say unto him, listen, relating that which is flesh to spiritual. And I want to tell you something, too. We talked about it this morning in our Sunday school class. Go ahead and get everybody to start going to Sunday school. Yeah. Whenever Jesus talks about life in the Scripture, he's not talking about this life. Hey, we're passing through. We're passing through. There was a group here before us. There will be a group after us. And it's up to us as Christians to... just like a while ago, to allow the Holy Spirit to work his will and his way in God's house. It's just like Joe said, it's not about me, or it's not about Joe, it's not about Bruce, it's about him. It's about him, the one who stood as Nicodemus did and faced as you, some of us here, are facing Christ now. If you're not born again, if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, if you've never got down in an altar or come to some place in your life where you said, Lord, here is my heart, it's yours. Forgive me for what I've done. I had to come to a place of repentance I never will forget. I had to do it twice. I had to get baptized twice. And some people have. I did. Others, I guess, have too. But it was not so much for me. I just wanted to. But he said the most important thing. And Nicodemus, as he stood and faced this man, that you and I, all of us, will see Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Everyone here will face Jesus someday. And answer that question. Have you accepted me as your Savior? Nicodemus didn't want to hear these words. Jesus said, except a man be born again. Whew. I tell you what, even though I believe that Nicodemus was, as he stood there, and I believe that Jesus, as he whispered these words to him, I believe it was just like a shout. I believe his heart began to beat fast. He began to think, now wait a minute, what's he saying to me? And then he goes on and he says this. He said, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but thou canst tell neither whither it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, all of us here, we have an opportunity to have somebody to guide us in all ways. You know, we can't, it's like the physical. A lot of people say, well, I can't see it. I'm not going to believe in something unless I see it. Well, if you walk outside when the wind's blowing, you won't see the wind, but it'll blow your hat off.
Right.
You know? The wind of God, which is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides and teaches us and carries us in all things. For some, right now, the wind of God is penetrating your heart and saying you're like Nicodemus, you're missing something. If you're not born of the Spirit of God, then you can do all the things when you get to heaven or when you pass from this life, you can go to heaven and you can go, Lord, you know, I was faithful to the church. I did everything that I was supposed to do. Hey, I come and I cut the grass or I blew off. Hey, I did it all, Lord. I even passed out tracts every now and then, you know. Except you're born again.
Amen.
Except in him. Nicodemus goes on and says, and Nicodemus, he said, how can it be? I believe it was in a tormented mind. I believe that, he said, how can this be? We've had all the ideas of how things are supposed to be. We place God sometimes in a box and we put him in our, we want, instead of anything else, we want God to join us rather than us accepting him. And Nicodemus said, how can these things be? And then he goes on to say this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak of the things that we do know and testify to the things that we receive. And ye have received our witness. I have told you of earthly things, and ye believe them not. How can I tell you of heavenly things? You know, when you look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the apostles told him one time, said, Lord, speak plainly to us. We can't understand these things. I believe that sometimes there was a place there where that Jesus had a hard time trying to make them understand because he had been in heaven. And he said, I'm telling you of spiritual things. But and yet you look at the earth and all the things that we have and you still don't believe. We live in a country today. That is rejecting God's. It's easy for all of us if we walk out of here and say, there are going to be some that may walk out of here today. This may be your only opportunity.
Right.
I'm serious.
Amen.
There may be some that may walk out of here and say, I'm never going to do that again. But listen, hopefully if you don't do it today, the Holy Spirit will find you, convict you, and bring you to him. And then Jesus speaks of himself when he says these words in that final verse. And there's more verses to it, but I'm not going to go on to it. But he says, he says these words. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of God, the Son of Man, which is in heaven, the Son of the living God. I think it's an amazing thought sometimes to think that God would send forth his own son to a world in order that we might be saved and accept him. And I want to go back to the original scripture there and point these words to you. There are some that are here right now, like Nicodemus. You're facing Jesus. And you're facing these words. Except you be born again, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Keith, you will get us a song. You can make it right. You don't have to come down here and see me. I'm not the one. I'm not the one. It's not me. It's him. But I want to tell you something. If the Holy Spirit has penetrated the heart of somebody in this audience today, don't let this time go by. I did it in my life. I did it many times in my life. I did. Before one time it broke my heart and I had to come down and I had to get it right. And you know what? After that, it was all right. It was fine. I still have to ask him to forgive me.
Amen.
But I thank the Lord that he's made a way for us.
Amen.
And that way is here.